This afternoon at 5 o'clock, NPR's live coverage of the New Hampshire primary right here on 89.3 KPCC. And also a reminder that tomorrow we'll have coverage for you the day after on Air Talk here on 89.3. Well, we've been heavily relying on Politico reporter Trent Spinner, who is in Manchester, New Hampshire, covering the big primary there today. Polls have been open for hours. Trent, thanks so much for checking in with us again. Does everything seem to be going smoothly there, unlike Iowa?
Yeah, everything seems to be going smoothly. I was at a polling place, actually, in the middle of the city of Manchester. It's kind of a funny story. I was just sitting there talking to some voters, writing a story, and all of a sudden Bernie Sanders was there.
Really?
100 cameras. There was, when I walked in, there was nobody there. There were no voter, nobody outside holding signs for any of the candidates. And a couple minutes before Sanders showed up, a few people came. And then 100 members of the media showed up, and it was crazy for a few minutes, and then he was gone. But election officials here said that they're actually expecting lower pretty low turnout, and everything's going smooth.
What, did they say why they're anticipating a lower than the previous election turnout?
Sure. The party chairman, in a conference call with reporters, said that because of the number of candidates and because New Hampshire primary voters are still so undecided, what they're thinking is that people will stay at home. They'll let really intense activists make a decision about who the nominee should be. And then the party chairman hopes that voters will then come out in November, no matter who the nominee is, and vote against Donald Trump.
All right. We heard about an hour or so ago that Joe Biden is leaving New Hampshire and had canceled an event in front of his supporters this evening. You know anything more about that?
Sure. Yeah, he didn't. You know, polling does not look good for him. And, he did not have a great debate performance. People were upset about him basically admitting he's going to lose New Hampshire. But I'll tell you what. So far, from the people that I've been speaking to about doing my reporting for Politico on this issue, they are really upset. New Hampshire people are really upset. They think it was a terrible move. The mayor of one of the large towns here, who privately met with Biden and who introduced him at an event, said, "Man, you know, I've run a lot of campaigns and I've taken some losses, but all the people there were people who worked their hearts out for you, and to not even stand in front of them on election night and thank them, that's a bad sign."
What's the advertising climate been like in the past 24 hours? Have there been even more ads at the last minute?
It's absolutely insane here. One of my friends actually sent me a video of her kid who watches a lot of YouTube and was repeating an entire Andrew Yang commercial word for word. And it shows you how many people how much advertising is blanketing the state. There are going to be about 400,000 voters today, and the campaigns have spent anywhere between $100 and $150 million to persuade them.
I'm thinking of that young guy just saying math, 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 math over and over again. Andrew Yang, word of his campaign. We're talking with Politico reporter Trent Spinner, joining us from Manchester, New Hampshire. He's been covering the New Hampshire primary for a number of days. Trent, where are you off to after New Hampshire?
I am hopping a flight to South Carolina, and I actually have no idea what I'm going to do down there.
Okay. So you figure it out once you get on the ground. Obviously a very different electorate there. And for Joe Biden, it would seem to be, if not a must win, pretty close to it.
So that's my first thought on what I'm going to attack when I get down there. And I've already been calling members of the Legislative Black Caucus and the Democratic Black Caucus down there to help understand, you know, is this true? It's something that the Biden campaign has been repeating since last summer, that they have this firewall in South Carolina. But after what we saw in Iowa and now what we're likely to see in New Hampshire tonight, does that firewall still exist, right? Every Democratic voter I talk to says electability is their number one issue, followed by everything else. And so, you know, does that still ring true in South Carolina? And I think we'll find out soon enough.
And Bernie Sanders still the heavy favorite today in New Hampshire?
I wouldn't say heavy favorite. I truly think You know, I think before Biden announced that he was pulling out, I thought that given the fact that polling shows that almost 50% of people are undecided, that truly anything could happen in that top tier. Now, you know, could Bernie Sanders lose slightly to Buttigieg, to Klobuchar? I think anybody who tells you right now they know what's going to happen in New Hampshire, it's probably a 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 chance that they're wrong.
Well, if Buttigieg won, his campaign would be on cloud 9, no question. Trent, thank you for being with us. And I understand just a bit of trivia here. You were actually a student of our producer, Matt D'Angelo's mother when you were in college?
Dr. D, yeah, she's a great teacher.
Dr. D. All right, Nat's mom, and shout out to her. That's terrific. Well, obviously, it was a great class. You're working now as a political reporter for Politico. Trent Spinner, thanks so much. We'll look forward to hopefully talking with you in South Carolina, where the next primary held after today. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 10, and again this afternoon, 5 o'clock. It's NPR's live coverage of the New Hampshire primary until at least 7 o'clock this evening, right here on 89.3. Have a great day.